Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the book of Ecclesiastes. I just got to tell you, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these devotionals. And man, we'd love to connect with you at the journey, ronmoore.org. You can go there, and we have other resources. And if you have any questions, just let us know. Love to connect with you and help you engage in reading and understanding Scripture. So the first five Old Testament books of wisdom literature address the way life works in real time. Life, these books explain, is a roller coaster of highs and lows. It can be confusing. It's filled with unanswered questions and doesn't always make sense. This leads some people infected with an under-the-sun perspective to throw their hands up and say, what's the use? Just eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow we die. Some people do eat, drink, and are merry and live until 2 or 3 days after tomorrow. As one football legend, Bobby Lane, said, if I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Sometimes wisdom literature speaks in figures of speech and word pictures. Sometimes, like today's passage, in direct statements. Solomon says that wisdom provides strength. Just because we can't know all the answers to life's questions doesn't mean we should ignore the answers we have. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon devoted an entire section to the value of wisdom. Here are five key takeaways from Proverbs 2. Here's what he says. Wisdom is so valuable that you should search for it like silver and like hidden treasure. He said, wisdom allows a person to understand the fear of the Lord and live a life of worship, honoring the Heavenly Father. Wisdom comes from God's Word. It's a shield of protection for those who follow God's instruction. Wisdom is pleasant to our souls and will help us understand righteousness, justice, equity, and discretion. Wisdom will provide the discernment to stay away from evil people who will bring you down. Solomon's teaching on wisdom always leads us back to God's Word, the source of spiritual wisdom and understanding. And there we learn of a God who loves us with an unconditional love and embraces us through the sacrificial work of Jesus on the cross. Our union with Jesus changes everything. In Jesus, we learn about spiritual blessings that provide significance and security. We come to understand that He accepts us as His children and allows us to call Him Father, even Abba Father, even Daddy Father. Without Jesus, there's no place to put our sin and guilt. But in Scripture, we come to grips with this amazing truth. Jesus took our sins in His body on the cross. The wisdom of the Word teaches us that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Solomon says it well. Wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. Father, thank you for the wisdom of your word. Give me the desire to be in your word every day. Help me absorb your wisdom and put it into action. Thank you for loving me with an unconditional love. In Jesus' name, amen.